KSDP 830 AM Sandpoint, K201DA King Cove, KFPS False Pass.
Over the past 25 years, it's been wonderful to see how interest in classical music is growing around the world. And the biggest boom in Western classical music has been in China. There's a tremendous appetite there for piano lessons, violin lessons, for the well-tested classics of the art form, and recently more and more contributions in the form of new Chinese compositions. From APM, American Public Media, this is Performance Today. I'm Fred Child. Coming up, highlights from a recent concert in Shanghai. We'll hear music by Chinese composer Jin Fuzai, famous for his soundtracks for kids' animated movies. That's on the way in 5 minutes, right here on PT. Also this hour, some thoughts about what jazz and classical music can learn from each other. Paquito de Rivera is a clarinetist and composer, trained in the world of classical music. He's a great jazz player, and he writes music drawing on his full background. Here's an example, a piece called El Cura for Brass Quintet by Paquito de Rivera. El Cura from a larger set of four pieces for brass quintet. Music by the Cuban-American composer Paquito de Rivera. That's a recording by the group called Axiom Brass. Paquito de Rivera, born in Cuba in 1948, he's lived here in the U.S. since the 1980s. More of his work is on the way later in the hour. From APM, American Public Media, this is Performance Today. I'm Fred Child, taking you to concerts around the world, and I really mean that this hour. This art form that we loosely call classical music, of course, has roots in European traditions. It's taken hold here in North America, in South America, and it's more popular than ever now across Asia. Let's drop in on a recent concert in Shanghai, in China. This is music by a composer named Jin Fuzai. He's now in his 80s, and he's well known in China for writing soundtracks for animated films for children. We're about to hear an example. Conductor Zhang Yi is leading the Shanghai Philharmonic Orchestra in concert in highlights from Jin Fuzai's music for an animated movie called The Story of Jiazi. Chinese composer Jin Fuzai is especially well known in his home country for writing soundtracks for animated kids' movies. We just heard 10 minutes of highlights from Jin Fuzai's soundtrack for a film called The Story of Jiazi. That concert was during the most recent winter holiday season in Shanghai. Conductor Zhang Yi led the Shanghai Philharmonic Orchestra. Part of what we do every day here on PT is take you to recent concerts around the world. Over the past two generations or so, in at least parts of Asia, there's been such a huge surge of interest in Western classical music. The world-famous Juilliard School, based in New York City, now has a big new branch in the city of Tianjin, just outside Beijing. Glad to take you to concerts in New York, in Berlin, Paris, London, all across the U.S., and now to concerts in Asia as well. Coming up in just a moment, music meant to be played with a dear friend. You're listening to APM's Performance Today. We know Felix Mendelssohn these days as a composer, but his main career was as a conductor. That, of course, meant putting a lot of public time into music, rehearsals and concerts and tours with the orchestra. And he did enjoy all of that, but what really made him deeply happy was making music with friends. Here's a piece that Felix Mendelssohn wrote for two people to play together at one piano. And Mendelssohn wrote this specifically for one of his dear friends, the pianist Clara Schumann. It's just over 10 minutes of music, beginning with a slow introduction, about 3 minutes worth, and then leaping into a playful, fast section that takes us all the way through the end of the piece. It's called the Andante and Allegro Brillante by Felix Mendelssohn, first played by Mendelssohn himself and his friend Clara Schumann in 1841. Let's hear it from a recent concert in Atlanta. Elizabeth Pridgen and Julie Kushron sharing a piano and negotiating elbow room, playing this piano duet by Felix Mendelssohn. Thank you. Such a joyful, playful piece of music for two people to share at one piano. The Andante and Allegro Brillante, written in 1841 by Felix Mendelssohn. And he actually wrote that for his friend, the pianist Clara Schumann. First performance of that was by Felix Mendelssohn and Clara Schumann. We heard it from a concert in Atlanta, an event presented by the Georgian chamber players. Elizabeth Pridgen and Julie Coucheron shared a piano and a piano bench for that performance. Both of those pianists are leaders in the Atlanta concert scene. Julie Coucheron is artistic director of the Georgian Chamber Players. Elizabeth Pridgen is artistic director of the Atlanta Chamber Players. Coming up in just a moment, what jazz and classical can learn from each other. You're listening to APM's Performance Today. This recording begins, well, just for the first note, actually, exactly the way Frédéric Chopin wrote it. Chopin wrote his Fantasy Impromptu in 1834. Paquito de Rivera came up with this version in 2014. It's on an album called Jazz Meets the Classics. Paquito says he sees no contradiction between jazz and classical. In fact, he thinks each could learn from the other. From his perspective, a lot of classical players lack the spontaneity of jazz. And he says most jazz players are missing a certain finesse, what he calls four centuries of discipline. If you'd like to hear the rest of that track, by the way, look up the 2014 album Jazz Meets the Classics from Paquito de Rivera. Right now, let's hear another composition by de Rivera, blending classical and jazz and Cuban music. A suite for wind quintet called Tropical Airs. The Amani Winds gave this concert in Athens, Georgia.
Thank you. Thank you.
Cuban-American composer Paquito de Rivera wrote that in 1994. Each movement's meant to be a snapshot of a different scene or sound from Latin America. That's called Tropical Airs by Paquito de Rivera. We heard the Amani Winds in concert at the University of Georgia in Athens. Such an interesting variety of sounds on today's show. Earlier, we heard from a recent concert in Shanghai, soundtrack music from a Chinese animated kids movie. From that, we went to music that Felix Mendelssohn wrote for a dear friend, and then to the Latin rhythms that we just heard. That kind of well-curated variety and the storytelling to help it all make sense, that is one of the many things that only public radio can do for you. I'm Fred Child, proud to be with you on this public radio station. Public radio is our nation's only local, no-cost, nonprofit news, information, and cultural service coming from a long-standing public-private partnership. And public radio also serves as the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping Americans safe and informed during emergencies. And you know what? I feel grateful every day to have this place where you and I can share music and ideas. Thank you for joining me, and thank you for supporting your public radio station. Broadcast of our show is supported by This Is Uncomfortable, a podcast from Marketplace hosted by Rima Crace. You can hear stories about life and how money messes with it. New episodes available wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Fred.
Fiber Plus Internet is now available in Sandpoint and King Cove. GCI offers high-speed internet in your community at the same plans and pricing as in Anchorage. More information is available at gci.com/internet.
You may steal my gal away, you're welcome as can be. When you get dissatisfied, don't bring her back to me. She may be what you're looking for, she may be what you need. But if she's not, don't you forget that she isn't guaranteed. When she starts to slipping round, don't show your jealousy, 'cause she's only doing you the same way she did me. If